Everybody knows it. Well-known Mishnah. Svas Emes says like this. Shakavone hi gam beruchnias. Everybody knows what it means to be samach pachelko begashmius. Some people have it easier, some people have it harder, but we all know where the avoider is. Be happy with what you've got, to accept the fact that everything you have comes from Hashem, and therefore I'm satisfied with my lot. Midot istapkus. And everybody knows that, and everybody knows the nisoid. But the Svas Emes is machadesh, and it opens up a whole new area of the nisoid ruchnias as well. Now we would think that's counterintuitive. Ruchnias, we know, is ma bechirah. It's got nothing to do with Hashem. Hakol b'nei shemayim chutz m'yirah shemayim. My ruchnias is not Hashem's responsibility. That's my responsibility. In fact, the Chovas HaLavavas goes as far as to say that somebody who hands over his bechirah in ruchnias to Hashem is a tipesh. This is a tipesh. That's the way to use it. It means when it comes to Gashmias, Sasamech Bechelku, it's all coming from Hashem, and I'm happy with my lot. When it comes to Ruchnias, you don't say, yeah, well, I'm learning a bit here and there, but I know Hashem Yazor, you know, it's all Hashem. Why did you learn today? No, Hashem's taking care of that, you know. Why don't you daven today? No, I've got betochen, you know. I've got betochen, you know, Hashem, I've got betochen. I'll have to learn. The Chovas HaLavavas discusses this. So what's this Hashem is talking about here? Anybody who works with people knows this is a big nisoyin. The samach bechelko beruchnis, kloima shechoysen anav shearuchani shel adam tolu b'inyan ze. So we'll see what he's defining and including in the package of what's called ruchnis. Keshadam samach bechelko b'mishpach be'aladov b'matzava kaspi ulahavdil gambara mat havanosoi b'limud agemara. When a person's happy with what he's got, he's happy with his family, his children, his financial situation, and also he's satisfied with the level of understanding he has when he's learning Gemara Ledugma. And his level of ruchnias and his kishreinus that he has. He knows that Hashem's given him the ideal conditions with he can fill his tafkid. And he also gave him kelim, tools that he needs to be matzliach. And he understands that everything he has, even in ruchnias, comes from Hashem bedikduk rav. So he's happy with every situation. He doesn't have a mashber. The situation that his friend has, the wonderful level that his friend has, and his neighbor and his brother, the loma filo doesn't affect his shalvas and nefesh and his simcha bichlal. He also knows that in the areas where he has bechira, and he's responsible. But he also understands that he doesn't have the kishronot that his friend has, or he doesn't have the memory that his friend has. Or his friend, he learns a Gemara once and he can answer 100 questions on it and get 100%, and he has to learn for 6 hours and he gets 40%. It's all my filo. It doesn't affect him. Because he's doing the best he can. But he's got to use his bechira correctly. He can't just back and say, Tula Shem. But he uses bechira, and when he doesn't use his bechira properly, he has to do tshuva. It's also part of the samach bechelko. But he doesn't get frazzled and ruffled by what's going on with other people, because he knows that he has the ideal situation that he has. This is who he is, and this is what he needs. You get a bocha sitting in yeshiva, in a shir, and the mamash, the guy, everything the rov gets, he gets it. You know, he can say the shir chazorah without even doing chazorah. Like another guy that walks out of the shir, doesn't know what's going on, he chazes 30 times, he breaks his head, he struggles or whatever, and he maybe gets 10% of the shir. You have situations like that. Some people learn and learn the whole lives, they don't get it, some people don't. We don't understand. Hashem gave each person the kreches he needs to do what he needs to do. And that's the Indian, according to the Svas Emes, doesn't mean that I become a tipesh, like the Chovas HaLavavas says, and I give over all my ruchnias to Hashem. It means that everything I have right now, that's the ideal situation I have. Now I know, and I try to do better, I work harder, I use my bechira correctly. But the matzavim that I have, those are ideal for me, and I'm happy with it. He's happy with his little learning. He's understanding. Havanosa v'limud ha-gemara. That's what we asked just before you came. That was the kasha we asked just before you came. And achinam, he has to use his bechira to improve it. He has to use whatever bechira he has to use his bechira correctly to do the best he can in ruchnis. But if he has, at the end of the day, he reached a certain level of understanding or whatever, he's samach with that. He goes to bed having celebrated what he did today. Tomorrow he tries more. Yeah, as opposed to, yeah, he got it so quickly and I'm struggling and he got 80% of it. He understood the Tosis straight away and I don't understand really this Knechin Tosis. And why can't I learn a Kutsois and he can? No, we have Shifas, we have aspirations. It's touching the sugi of Kinnas Sofrim. Exactly where do you draw the lines? What are the Gedorim of Kinnas Sofrim? But he's happy with his Matzif. He sits down and he opens up a Gemara Besimcha. He doesn't open a Gemara like heavy and oh yeah. No, he's happy that whatever he's doing he's able to do. Avadi, he's got to be doing the best that he can. And if not, do tshuva for that. Do tshuva for that also. And then you can be happy because you did tshuva. In all areas of ishtadlis, the person didn't do the ishtadlis he's supposed to do. Because there's an isoin in ishtadlis as well. Forget about the ruchnis, just in physical ishtadlis. Person has to work a certain amount of days according to whatever his cheshboinus are. But today he was a bit lazy, he got to work half an hour late. He got, he was a tshuva for that as well. He's not miserable, he doesn't become flipped out because his friend hops quick and his friend's got a higher level and he's got a... There's a big problem in the yeshivas today, the lachatz chevrati, both on both sides, both on the positive and the negative. Can mamash wipe a kid out? Get a kid in Yeshiva Katana who's the best kid in Yeshiva Katana, or he's at the top of the class doing the best, suddenly arrives in Hebron and he's not even in the top half, he's not even in the bottom half, and they fall apart again. I see that a lot. In where? In Hebron. Get a mashbel, there they are. Very common. Very common. Yeah. It's tough at the top, they say. You know? It's tough at the top. There was a Rav once, I heard him, I was with him and he was busy talking on the phone to a father of a kid who was trying to get into Tifrach Yeshiva. So he said to the person, he said, if he doesn't need to be the best, and he's happy to just learn and he's happy with his level, you can send him to Tifrach. But if he needs to be the best, don't waste your time, send him there, they'll destroy him. That's the vault. You want to be the best, you're going to get there, no matter how good you are, you're not going to be in the top 50%. You're going to fall apart, you have to be the best. Mesupar shepaim shol maran achofetz chaim zatzal adam echad al matzavoy. Chofetz Chaim wants to ask somebody, how do you do? You know what the correct answer to that is. And someone says, how do you do? You know what the correct answer to that question is. How do I do what? How do you do? A very British thing to do, right? How do you do? How do I do what? So the Chofetz Chaim asked this man, how do you do? Could be better. Could be better. Anybody ever said that in their lives before? So the Chofetz Chaim said to me, from where do you know that it could be better? V'lakolosh baruch hu rochum v'chonanu. V'yaday toiv mincha ma toiv avucho. Hashem only wants what's best for you, and He knows better than you what's good for you. And He wants to do good for you. And if He didn't give you more, as much as the matzav zeh, hatoiv b'yoseh avucho. means it couldn't be better. Because if it could be better, it would be better. You are an entire universe, and the whole universe was created for you. You have everything you need in order to arrive at the destination that you need to get to. You just have to do the work. You have to just get there. The Kachma Alfeinu Bina Balach Redim. Eich lo tisboided imo yisparach. Vina yatarev zmancha yechidi. How are you not alone with Hashem? How do you have a part time being misboided, being alone with Hashem? Because most of the time you're alone with Hashem. Vabitin imcha yechidi. When you're alone in your mother's tummy, you're a yechidi, you're alone. When you're sleeping, your neshama is a yochid and your guf is a yochid. They separate. Haguf bekever bodot, vaneshama bodot b'gan Eden. Your body in the kever is alone and your neshama in Gan Eden is alone. L'kol tzadik midor lefi kvoidoi. L'chein shma b'koili, sev charedim. Listen to me. L'chlech imoy tomid velo tefared rega. Walk with him all the time and don't separate for a moment. If you search for him, if you look for him, he looks for you. Lo yifresh mimcho, he won't separate from you. As we say, walk with Hashem, take Hashem in your hand and walk with Hashem and don't separate from him for a minute. Because most of your life, anyway, you're alone with Hashem. Tov, Sefer Charedim, you have to know how to learn them. I'm not going into the Shatya. I don't know why you even brought it, because it's... These are dargas way above us. Although I did hear from somebody in this generation, he told me that his brother told him. His brother's a big tzaddik. Never learned in yeshivas, interesting. He became a big tzaddik not through learning in yeshivas. He became a big tzaddik by being Isak in Tzachi Tzibu, which is an idiot that you become a godel. You become a godel not by learning. There are a few rare individuals who become the Doili Ador, I heard this from the Berkovitz. Not through learning, but through being mevatel themselves totally to Tzachi Tzibu. A few examples, could be he's one of them. Anyway, his brother told me that he was once in a situation with his brother, and his brother turned around to him and said these words: I walk with Hashem 24 hours a day, and I have to give din v'cheshbon all the time. It means a Jew in this generation, who we know, is walking with Hashem 24 hours a day, giving din v'cheshbon all the time. That's what the Sefer Charedim, learning is talking about. So if I didn't hear that story, I wouldn't have thought it's Shaykh in this generation. But it seems it's Shaykh in this generation to be walking with Hashem 24 hours a day. Even did the cheshba. Okay. Most of us can't even think about Hashem when we're talking to Hashem. How many times we got up from benching and 5 minutes later can't remember if you benched or not? It happens. I went to daven mincha twice because I forgot that I daven mincha. That can happen. It can happen the other way as well. You can forget to daven mincha. But you have spoken to Hashem and forgot that you spoke to Hashem? When was the last time you forgot that you found a doctor? No, God forbid the child's sick. Your wife says, please find the doctor. You find the doctor, you speak to the doctor. Often I let your wife ask you, what are the doctor? You go, can't remember. Did I speak to the doctor? Didn't I speak to the doctor? Okay, he told you to come at 3, whatever. And yet you can get up from Shmona Esrei, take 3 steps back and not remember that you're even in Shmona Esrei. How do you do that? So walking with Hashem all the time and giving them a cheshbon 24 hours a day, that's some level. But it seems that people alive today that have that. Hashkofa zu mit Bayeris bedriva chazal loides hakeshu shebein ha-yehudi lo'isi seifa Torah. This uniqueness, this aspect of the uniqueness of a Jew and his unique tachkid, the Zohar says on this, cheshbon minyan oisis ha-Torah oile le-cheshbon shishim riboy. If you do a cheshbon, how many oisim there are in the Torah, it comes to 600,000. Now if you count the oisim in the Torah, Shimon Zabal Kor will tell us there are 600,000 letters. So you have to know how to count. Yeah, but you have to know how to count. There are. If the Zohar tells us there's 600,000 oisis in the Sefer Torah, you must know there are. You just don't know how to count them. Because on Aleph Sri Oisyois, you have to know how to count, you have to know how to count. So the Gemara already says there's no one today alive who knows how to count. I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, what do you mean? The Gemara says that they couldn't find a Moira who knew how to count the Oisyois in the Sefer Torah, they don't count. It means it's not just this Kriya, the Ksav, it's a whole Sugya how to count. But the Zohar tells us that there's 600,000 left in the Sefer Torah. Hashem Yisrael Noitrikin Yeshishim Ribo Oisyois LeTorah. And it's learned out from the word Yisrael, the first letters in the sentence Yeshishim Ribo Oisyois LeTorah spells Yisrael. Klamer Shel Kol Yehudi Yesh Ois Hashkoyle Kenegde B'Sefer Torah. Every Jew has a letter in the Torah that's connected his neshama. Now B'Sefer Torah Im Chosro Ois Achas Bilvad Hunifsal Chalila. If there's one letter missing in a Sefer Torah, the entire Sefer Torah is possible. Talk about all or nothing. Talk about the all or nothing syndrome. Yeah, you've got 600,000 letters, one letter is missing, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. The Kach Gam B'Yisrael Im Chos Yehudi Echad She'enu Mamoles Yoida Ruchani Nivgam Esavoyde Sam Kuloi. If one Yid is not fulfilling his spiritual purpose in the world, then Kol Kan Yisrael is possible. Kol Kedushis Yisrael Tafkidam V'Yoidam Tluim B'Kol Yochid B'Yochid. Klal Yisrael's entire purpose, the ultimate goal that Klal Yisrael has to get to, is tolerant on every Jew. Biladei avadoisa shel yudi kolshu afilu im hu apachot shebepchusim. Even the worst, lowest Jew, the smallest, minuscule yid that you can find, if he's not doing what he's supposed to do, lo titochen shleimus laftafkide vegeloso shel Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael will not arrive where they're supposed to arrive. Can't manage without me. Al Yema Adam, Hainani Ois Katano Mai Hashivusoi. I'm a little speck, what am I? Shere im Chosra Besefa Torah Filo Ois Katana Ko Ois Yud Hasefa Kulu Nifsa. Now the Moiridika Moiridika, you have to take this and take this seriously. This is posh, not simple. If I don't do what I'm supposed to do, call Klal Yisrael. Avram Avinu Ad Mashiach, Hakola Kol. The Hevel Chas V'Chalil, because of me. By the way, not only that, I'm adding this. I don't know if anyone says this, but I'm just adding this. There's also a locha that if there's a letter in the Sefer Torah, it's in the wrong place, the whole Sefer Torah is possible as well, nachon? That means you have to be where you're supposed to be. It doesn't help doing someone else's job. It doesn't help being an imposter and doing something that's not meant for you. You're supposed to do what you're supposed to do. And if you don't do what you're supposed to do, at the time you're supposed to do it, azel? You know, no pressure, though. Chill. Famous halacha. Nefesh achas misrael kilu kaim oilam molim. Whoever saves, whoever establishes, keeps a nefesh achas misrael, it's as if he kept the whole world. Shrekol kium ha'oilam hu bishvil ha'toru bishvil Yisrael. We know that the entire world was created because of the Torah ubishvil Yisrael. V'kim Yisrael tolu v'kim shall call yochid v'yochid. And Klal Yisrael, in order to be makayim, needs every individual. U'lechein ha'makayim nefesh achas Yisrael k'moyu k'mashlim es ha'ois ha'chosorah v'sefer Torah v'makayim oylam olim. He puts the ois that's missing from the Sefer Torah back into the Sefer Torah. Now he's makayim the whole Sefer Torah. You just took Apostle Sefer Torah and you machshid the whole Sefer Torah. B'kach nishlam Sefer Torah v'nishlam gam am kuloi. B'schus ha'tzolus ha'yochid. Nimtza ha'klal sholoi. Moiridik. B'schus ha'tzolus ha'yochid. You saved one yid. Nimtza ha'klal sholoi. You just made kol klal Yisrael sholoi. She'kadushas nishmas kol echad Yisrael hu kadushas Sefer Torah mamash. Nefesh ha'chaim sha'adalet perik yud alef. Shekadushas nishmas kolechot, the kedusha of the neshama of each yid mi Yisrael, he kedushas sefer Torah mamish, has the kedusha of the sefer Torah mamish, says the Nefesh HaChaim. Now there's two things you need to know about the Nefesh HaChaim. There's not one word wasted in the Nefesh HaChaim, and everything he says is based on a chazal. Nothing he made up, it's all based on chazal. And he brings his sources there, anybody's ever looked. It'll take you a lifetime just to look up the sources in one of his sharim, let alone the whole sefer. Copious list of sources he brings for everything. Kedusha al kol echad, kedusha saved Torah mamish. Rabbi Tetz always used to tell this mice, it's a cute little story. The chazan was walking, carrying the Sefer Torah down the aisle, whatever. So the father said to his son, go kiss the Sefer Torah. So he ran up and he gave the chazan a kiss. Gave the rov a kiss. The kid knows where a real Sefer Torah is. You know, we think the real Sefer Torah is the Talmud Chacham. That's a real Sefer Torah. Kid told him to kiss the Sefer Torah, so he kissed the rov. So that's where I got it from. Kach gam im yizuz yedim im koymei mimetzava ruchni o agashmi sheanik lo boi roilam beroiv rechom of sodot v'yetzelayis b'maka mecho apostle. So too, if a Jew wants to be in a place that's not his, he wants a different ruchnis, he wants a different darga, he wants a different... So then, yeah, he's in the wrong place, and the whole Sefer Torah becomes possible. Kashi yudich tchush azu, hu einu mitpail ben nisoynes. If you live with this, so then nisoynes don't throw you off. Hahidrak shiyoit sviva einu in mafiris es shalvoso. All the things that are going on around him don't affect his tranquility. V'ein b'koichon la'sitoi it doesn't move him from being able to fulfill his purpose. He stays focused, he does what he has to do, and he keeps his eye on the ball. In this unique situation, with these nisoinus, with all this that's going on in my life, in this place, I need to find my purpose. Dafka mikan ala lalo is nachasruch lefonech lefonov yisparach nachasruch she'en shum nivri sheichel asritzkei. This is in this Nakuda, I have to find the Nachas Ruch that I have to give to Hashem that no one else can give him. But the Moshe Chazal uses putting stones into Hashem's crown. Everybody's got to put a stone into Hashem's crown. If there's one stone missing from the crown, the whole crown looks terrible. So in this unique situation, I can place a unique stone in the crown. HaKlal HaOilem Mikal Dvarav Ad Kohu SheKodesh Baruch Hu Nosen Lanu Matana Atzume VeNiflo. What did Hashem give us? What's this awesome gift that Hashem gave us? It's Metonis HaBechira. He gave us Bechira. There's no Bria in the world that has Bechira. Machlokes, if a Goy has Bechira, the whole discussion in the Rambam, what exactly the Koich of Bechira of a Goy is, but a Yid we know has Bechira Chovshi. Be'emtsuose b'kocheinu l'agir l'piskas gvois mo'oid. To the correct use of Bechira, a person can reach incredibly high levels. Mizdoided gami matzovim shenira b'mamat shitchi. A person can deal with situations that at first glance you might think shemi ashamayim lo chefotzam b'dosein. You might think Hashem's not interested in me, he's wiping me out. Hashem's rejected me chalila. Koyach ha-Bechira shenitim lana moira shelo litpail b'kol eilu. Person needs to know you have the koyach of bechira, so there's nothing that's going to faze you, nothing's going to ruffle your feathers. Ele ledas ki yesh bonu bechinas shel kol yochol. Bechira means that we have a koyach called kol yochol. Vafilu keneged Hashem is barach kol yochol. Even against Hashem, as we've brought down many times recently, that kol yochol is even keneged Hashem. The Moshe Rabbeinu used his koyach of bechira to take away the luchos from Hashem when Hashem was trying to take them away. That's the deepest inner rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're allowed to talk about such words. That Nakuda, that's that we have inside of ourselves and we can connect to that. That's the Bechira. Same as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Bechira, we have Bechira. Obviously, our Bechira is limited. Hashem's Bechira is not limited. Our Bechira is limited. We can use our Bechira to flame the flames, arouse the flames of Abba that exists between him and us. And since we are Rayosi, we are the beloved bride of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a Chedi Yichud and a Chupa Yichud, Abba, just me and Hashem, and no one else can interfere. All our, this kesha, this inner kesha that we have is expressed in a cloudy way in the situation, everything we have internally, externally, all the details and details of details of our lives are all perfectly designed for us to fulfill what we need to fulfill. And so too, the individual nisoinus, milchomas that everybody's going through in his individual life, you're only with Hashem, there's no one else you have to deal with here. And this is a place where no one else can go in. This is me and Hashem alone. No one else can go there. It's called Zeus. Lindonu Avram Avinu Shomad Basaru Nisoinus Kachayne Batsura. The Rebbe we need for these sugyas is Avram Avinu, who withstood 10 Nisoinus. V'yoyda shebakol matzav v'kol zman yesh lo tafkid meyuchad umataram meyuchedes. You go through Avram Avinu's Nisoinus, they were very different. Each one, Imam, is different Nisoinus. And each one in different places, different times, and different stages of his life. And he knew in each one how to take out the unique tafkid of that Nisoinus. Derech Zuhu in Chilanu Bona Vacharov, and he inherited to us this Derech. Kumo Shama Kodesh Baruch Hu Avram Avinu, V'yaitzi Itoi Hachutze V'yoyma. Hashem took Avram Avinu outside, and he said, Abet no Hashmaimu V'sipu HaKochavim. Go outside and count the stars. The storm, he saw more stars than we see when you go outside. We go outside in Beit Shemesh, there are about 17 stars, not so hard to count. Come down to the Negev, you're going to mitzvah Ramon on a cloudless Rosh Chodesh night. It's, wow, it's a mashu mashu. So go count them. Im toicha lesapeotam, v'yoyme lo koi yizarecho. So what did Hashem mean? Count the stars. So you can't count them, so will be your generations. What do you mean? You won't be able to count Klal Yisrael. I don't care how many Jews there'll be, you'll be able to count them. Because there'll always be a finite amount. You'll always be able to count them. It could be trillions, but you'll always be able to count them. But what was he asking? You can't count the stars. Klaimer k'shem she'yitzicha mimal lekochovim v'yotze michutz l'mareches ha'teva. When Hashem said v'yotze ite ha'chutze, so the Chazal explained, what do you mean he took him outside? It means he took him outside the mareches ha'teva. He gave Avram Avinu the ability to transcend the Kochavim and the influence that the Kochavim have on Teva. Kamo kain b'chati b'chol yoy sa'odim shiyah v'letikun ha'olim v'yoyz k'v'yochol kalosi. Koi yizarecha. Koyach ze aten gam l'banecha acharecha. The same way as I took you out of the koiches of the Kochavim. By the way, they're uncountable and yet Hashem gives each one a name. It says in Tehillim that Hashem gave each star a name. Even though there's like trillions and trillions and trillions of stars. We never know how many there are. And yet Hashem has a name for each one. It's quite amazing. And so too, Klal Yisrael will have that ability to transcend the Teva, the natural world, and live in a different way. Hadvarim matimim beprat ledor ha'achron do'itfu shel Mashiach. Kamuvu bedivrei Rabbeinu. As explained in Chazal, this is very, very relevant to our generation as we get closer and closer to Mashiach. והדבר רומז בדברי חז"ל על דבורו של על הקדוש ברוך הוא לאברהם אבינו בך חייסמן השם says to Avraham Avinu, with you we're going to finish off the world. שחצי מסגולס ויסיום מכוח של אברהם אבינו, the final geula, well, you'll need the koichos of an Avraham Avinu in order to survive the final nisoinus. מכוח יחלוס על יויס יחוידי ולא להתפלל כלל מיסוי בויסה. To be an individual, to be unique, and not to get freaked out in the lotion of the street today by what's going on in the world. If you stop and think and meditate what's going on in the world, you can almost be completely paralyzed from fear. If not, then you just don't know what's going on and you're completely insensitive. You have to be able to know what's going on and not be freaked out, not fazed. I'm with Hashem in the Chayri Yuchud, my man Yenoti.
Also in the collective bereavement, that means we are not alone, we have a family.
Therefore, you have to do everything you're supposed to do. What you're supposed to do is look after your family. So look after your family, that's your tafkid. Alone doesn't mean that I become selfish and narcissistic and I don't care about anyone else in the world. No. The unique tafkid I have has to maybe to take care of Kol Klal Yisrael. Whatever your tafkid is, it doesn't mean to be I'm going off to the mountains and I'm going to sit there alone, because it says Avraham Avinu was Yechidi and Avraham Avinu taught us this Derech and he spent his life with people all the time. He was Makarov Kol Klal, he was Makarov of the whole world. No? It means in my relationship with Hashem, I'm alone and I'm unique. I don't let what's going on in the world, what people say about me and think about me and whatever, and what the fashions are and what's the latest cars. And I say, oh, you know, I've got a chedi yichud with Hashem, and there, I'll do what I'm supposed to do. But very good. I may have to be dealing with other people. Sometimes that's quite unfortunate, but that's the reality. That's where you grow muscle. You don't grow too many muscles in a room on your own. You grow muscle when you have to deal with difficult people. What was Amar Avinu's derech? Ketzad noichel ha'ametz oise lamatzmeinu lo'o kol ha'dvorim amurim lil v'kach nilmad b'krokim aboy. We're going to learn Emetz Hashem. It's Matim now with the parshas we're learning. We're going to learn who Avraham Avinu was and how we're supposed to use him as a Rebbe for this generation. Ma'od chashuv to be an Avraham Avinu today, and not a Yitzhak and a Yaakov, but the Ika Avoida is the Avoida of an Avraham Avinu, and you see it. You see it. It's so clear that the tafkid's changed. Pre the Holocaust, the Avoida was very much that of Yitzhak and Yaakov. And today it's very much that of Avraham. It has many ramifications. We'll see Emetz Hashem. A good voch.
Great.